Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. God bless you. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, each and every one of you for coming out to join us here on the Prayer News Network Global on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We pray that you have come expecting the Lord to do some awesome things for you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. As you're coming in, we just want to ask you, if you would, to go ahead and invite someone to come. Invite someone to come and be with you in this worship experience on tonight. Amen. Truly, the Lord is blessing us. Amen. The Lord is blessing us. Amen. And as they say, he's blessing us real good. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight for bringing us back together here again. Amen, Jesus, here. Glory be to God in the fellowship of the saints of the Most High. Amen. Glory be to God. It is here that the Lord has commanded a blessing, amen, for us on tonight. And we're so grateful. We're so grateful. Amen. We pray that you, amen, took the time to love on the Lord. Just to love on the Lord some today, amen, just to tell him how much you appreciate him, amen, for his goodness as you look back over your week, look back over your day, amen, Jesus, just to tell God thank you, amen, glory be to God. So we bless the Lord on today, amen, we want you to get that Sabbath blessings, amen, we want you to get it, we want you to get it, we want you to get it, amen, glory be to God. It's a beautiful, beautiful beautiful thing, amen, Jesus, that until you experience it, amen, you just don't know it. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on today. Amen, for each of you for coming in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you would, people of God, again, go ahead and tell somebody, invite somebody to come on in and be a part of this worship experience with you on tonight. Amen. Text somebody, invite somebody. Amen. Even if you got to jump off the phone and tell somebody, go ahead and do it. Amen. Because we want everybody to hear what the Lord is doing. Amen. I tell you, the Lord truly, truly, truly blessed us on last night. Amen. He blessed us immensely on last night. Glory to God. I'm telling you, we went up in God. Amen. We thank God for our PNN prayer warriors. Amen. I'm telling you, they really touched God on last night. Amen. They really touched God on last night. So we give God thanks and praise for each of them for availing themselves, amen. Glory to God. Just discipline, amen, even in their prayer, amen. Jesus, very focused, glory to God. And I'm telling you, they took us up, people of God. I tell you, I felt the presence of the Lord, amen. Even after we got off the line, amen, the presence of the Lord was yet abiding, amen. He was yet abiding here with me, and I know he was abiding there with you. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give him praise for that. Amen. For all that he's done. As we said on last night, we know that the Lord came with a blessing. Amen. We know that he came with a blessing. Amen. Glory to God. And we're expecting the manifestation of the move, amen, that we received even so on last night. Amen. So again, we thank God for you, amen, for coming out, amen. And listen, people of God, every round goes higher and higher. And we're expecting God to do great things even so on tonight. Again, we thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, each and every one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you as you're coming on in. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. And we again say welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. We always want to give a special recognition to those that are listening in other countries. We just want to thank God for you for coming out. Amen. For making the sacrifice to listen. Amen. To come and be a part of this worship experience. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for you. We thank God for you, those that are listening via radio, those that are listening via our Prayer News Network Facebook page. We thank God for you. We thank God for you that have dialed in. Amen. We thank God for you. Glory be to God. Those that are listening, of course, by radio, we thank God for you. We thank God because we're trying to get this word out by any means necessary, by any means necessary. Amen, Jesus. By whatever vehicle that the Lord is availing unto us, we're using that platform to get this word out. And people of God, people are being blessed. We're getting reports. Amen, Jesus. People are being blessed. People are being touched. People are grateful for what the Lord is doing. Amen. And listen, know that your coming here is not in vain. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen, Jesus. We do have quite a ways to travel on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We do have one of our PNN advisors that will be coming forth on tonight. And we're so grateful for her, amen, Jesus, prophetess, evangelist, Paula Everett, amen. We're thanking God for her, amen, Jesus. So call somebody, people of God, let somebody know. Go ahead and get your pen, get your pencil, get your paper. Glory be to God, because truly, truly, there is a word from the Lord, amen. So again, thanking God for all of the countries that are listening, amen, whether you're listening in Canada, or Tortola, Muta, or parts of Africa. We thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for listening. Amen, Jamaica. Thank you for listening. Thank you, France. Thank you, Spain. We thank you. Thank you for taking time out to come and be with us. Amen. Cambodia. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Amen. Glory be to God. We just bless God for you. China, amen. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. amen, each and every one of you, amen, just to mention a few, amen, but we want you to know that we know that you're listening, and we thank God for you on tonight. Thanking God on tonight, amen, Jesus, for the, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. I just give him thanks, give him praise, amen. He's truly the lover of my soul, amen. Glory to God, amen. I thank him for saving me, sanctifying me, filling me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God, people of God, and the fire, amen. I thank God for the fire, and it is the fire, amen, that fuels, amen, my desire to yet please him. Glory to God. Just thanking God for him, amen, for life, and that more abundantly. Thanking him on tonight. Glory to God for our leaders. Glory to God. Just thanking him tonight. Glory to God for our celestial intercessor, the late Apostle Dr. S.G. James. Thanking the Lord for him. Thanking the Lord for the life and the legacy, the pattern and the blueprint that he has left here in the earth. And people of God, we're just now maintaining to continue to advance this vision again by any means necessary. Thanking the Lord for Mother James on tonight. Glory to God, the first family. Blessing the Lord on tonight, amen, for our senior apostle on tonight, amen. Glory be to God, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, amen, glory to God, amen, there in Trinidad, amen, glory to God. Our Life Ministries, thanking the Lord for them, amen, glory to God. And Lady Gray, amen, thanking the Lord tonight, glory to God, for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Glory be to God, amen, for the saints there, amen, at Lighthouse. Glory be to God, amen, Lady Tina, thanking the Lord for her, amen. Thanking the Lord tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Glory be to God, amen, Jesus, the Georgia jurisdiction prelay, amen, for Mother Taylor. Glory to God, just giving God thanks, giving God praise, amen. Thanking the Lord tonight for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. Glory be to God, from different places, glory to God, but we have one mind, amen, and we're one on one accord, that the will of the Lord would be done in the earth, amen. So we're here, we're together, amen, just thanking God for each of them that are have availed their hand and their heart to this work, and for what God has done, amen, and what he's yet doing. Thanking him, glory to God, for your leaders, people of God, amen. Thanking him for all of the leaders that come to the line just to hear, just to listen, to participate, amen, to be fed, amen. Glory to God, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your prayers, amen, glory to God, for this work, and thank you for your participation, amen, Jesus. We thank God for you, amen, Jesus, that you come, amen, Jesus. Even when you're not speaking, amen, you come to participate. So we thank you for your prayers, amen. Thank you for your support. And people of God, we thank God for each and every one of you, amen. Thank you for helping us to get this word out, amen, to continue to advance this vision, amen. So we thank God for you. We want to let you know that this is a recorded line. Glory to God. You can get a copy of this broadcast afterwards. We'll give you two numbers that you can text, and we'll send you a copy of the broadcast directly to your phone, absolutely free. Doesn't cost you anything. Amen. Glory to God. But we do kindly ask you, after you get it, amen, send it to someone. Send it to someone else so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. Glory be to God. It is, again, a recorded line. You will get a copy. Amen. You request it, we'll get it to you. Amen, Jesus, so that you can help us to advance this word and get this word out to the people of God. Again, if you would, go ahead and send a text message out or two. Amen, Jesus. Let the people know, amen, that we're here. Amen, that we're ready. Amen. Glory be to God. Go ahead, people of God. Get your pen and your paper on tonight. Glory to God, because we want to hear what the Lord has to say. There is a word from the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, we want you to come on and bring your hearts and your minds in as we prepare to sanctify the line, amen. Bring your hearts and your minds in, people of God, amen. Jesus, bring them in, amen. Jesus, settle in, settle down, settle your spirit, amen, because we want to hear what the Lord has for us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So bring your heart
to
Him.
The recording has started.
Amen. Jesus, glory to God. We just want to have a word of prayer on tonight, as we always do, to sanctify the line. Amen. Because we know that we can't go to God any kind of way. According to Psalm 66 and 18, if we regard iniquity in our hearts, the Lord will not hear us. Amen. But we want the line to be clear. Amen. We want to be purged. Amen. Jesus, we want to go in the right way, because we want to receive all that God has for us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So if you would, on tonight, amen, Jesus, let's go in. Amen. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you. We thank you for your goodness on tonight. Father, we thank you for your long suffering. We're thanking you, oh God, for your tender mercies and your loving kindness. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for life and that more abundantly. We thank you tonight. We thank you for another opportunity, oh God, that you brought us together. We thank you, glory be to God, for this call, this people that have come. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we bless you tonight. Hallelujah. We're coming with thanksgiving in our hearts. We're coming, glory to God, with our mouth filled with praise on tonight, because you're worthy. You're worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy of all of the glory, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we come on tonight, Father, for you said by your word that we could come go boldly before your throne on tonight. And we're coming tonight, glory be to God. We're coming, hallelujah, glory to God, because we need you. Father, we need you more. We need you more and more. And we're thanking you, glory be to God, hallelujah. We're thanking you for your divine covering. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for how you kept us, glory to God, hallelujah. When the enemy, oh God, his devices were all around. But we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for your great love extended toward us in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we come on tonight and we're asking you, glory be to God, to forgive us should there be any sin on tonight. Glory to God, anyone on this line tonight, glory to God, anyone that shall listen, glory to God, in the days, the months, the years ahead. Father, we're asking that you will forgive us on tonight. We're asking that you are creating us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, make us right. Make us pure on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would have your way tonight. Have your way. Glory be to God. Have your way on tonight. Glory to God. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Thy will be done in us tonight. Thy will be done in your people on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you look upon this line. Look upon the altars of the heart, in the name of Jesus. Father, for we know that you're able. Glory to God, you're able. Hallelujah. There is no situation. There's no circumstance, oh God, that you're altogether, oh God, able, oh God, to handle. And Father, we're asking that you will look upon us, your people, tonight. We're asking that you will look upon us tonight. Glory to God. Every care, every concern, look upon us on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us tonight. Have mercy upon us, your people, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you to breathe upon us. Breathe upon, oh God. Strengthen your people on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would do it tonight. Father, do it again. Glory be to God. Do it again. Oh, God, everything that we need, for you are our El Shaddai. Father, you're more than enough. Glory be to God. And we're lifting up our hands before you. We're lifting up our hearts before you tonight. Father, should there be sickness, to God, we're asking that you would heal tonight. Father, draw us nigh unto thee. Draw us nigh, draw us closer unto thee, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, have your way on tonight. Father, provide for your, oh, Jehovah Jireh. Oh, God, provide on tonight. Make ways out of no way, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, Father, and sanctify us, oh, God. Sanctify us, Yahboshah. Sanctify us tonight. Sanctify us through and through, in the name of Jesus. Father, make us vessels of honor, vessels of glory to God, meet for your use, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, and cause your glory to rest upon this line. Cause your peace to rest upon us, your people, tonight. We say, have your way. Have your way, glory to God. Have your way in the midst of us. Have your way on tonight. Bless your speaker on tonight. Bless the woman of God. Cause your glory to rest upon her. Cause it to rest upon her in great measure. And Father, we're thanking you tonight for your word. Cause your word to have free course among us. Oh God, set your heart. Set our spirit, oh God, in the precious Hamamosha, Yikandalawasa, in the name of Jesus of Oshia. Hey, God, set us tonight. Oh, glory be to God, in the precious name of Jesus. Help us to see ourselves, oh God. Oh, God, but cause your righteousness to be revealed within us, oh God, every quick way. Take it out, oh God, every crooked plan. Make it straight on tonight. And Father, this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for all that you're about to do, which is already established in the earth. But we're thanking you for manifestation even now in the precious name of God, in the precious name of Mama, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now for what you're about to do. Thank you for your word. Father, we're asking you tonight to cover us. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us, oh God, behind your cross and we shall be hid. Cause your blessed cover, cause your glory, oh God, cause us to be consumed in your glory. And for this we give you thanks, we give you praise, and we do bind the hand of the enemy. We bring in every word to know. We bring every thought, every wild to know. In the name of Jesus, we declare it so on tonight. As sons of God, and we give you thanks, we give you praise, and we thank you for your peace, and we thank you for this night, oh God, and we declare and decree that we shall not leave this line the same. For this we thank you, for this we praise you, in the precious name, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on. Glory be to God. Somebody tonight. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many expecting? Amen. God to move. Expecting a word from the Lord all tonight. Amen. We are indeed excited. We're excited tonight. What God is about to do. Excited, glory to God. Amen. Jesus for the woman of God on tonight. Amen. She's no stranger to us, people of God, coming to us by way of Jacksonville, Florida. Amen. Jesus, we're traveling down. Amen. Hallelujah. Into Florida. Glory be to God. Coming to us, amen, by way of EPC, Evangelist Pentecostal Churches. Amen. Jesus, EPC Nation. Glory be to God. People of God, we want you to receive tonight. Amen. She is one of our CNN advisors. Amen. Thank God for her on tonight. Glory be to God. She's an evangelist. Glory be to God. Tonight, people of God, we want you to receive evangelist prophetess Paula Everett. God bless you, woman of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise God. God bless you, everyone. Praise the Lord. And thank you for being on the line tonight. Praise God. And we're trusting that the Lord will just have his way. I want to give honor to the Lord who has my life. Praise the Lord to, as a minister, as Evangelist Bradley has already spoken, and stated that we give honor to our celestial intercessor, our late Dr. S.D. James, apostle of this ministry. And as she forestated, not only has he left a legacy of a blueprint, but the Lord has done that in all of our lives. Amen. And for our lives. But we just thank God for how he followed the blueprint, praise God, that was for his life and for this ministry that we carry on to do Jesus' will. Amen. We give honor to, again, to our senior apostle, Apostle Samuel Huggins James, and to our presiding, and to his family. Praise the Lord to our presiding Bishop, none other than Bishop K.A. Tenner, and to his family and to both of their churches. Amen. And I honor and praise God, Evangelist Annette Bradley tonight. This woman of God has taken a vision, heard from the Lord, and it's close to 500 days, if I'm not mistaken. If it's not all, if it's not halfway there, then it's close to being there. Amen. And she has been faithful with this commission that God has given her. And since she's been on this line, souls have been saved. People have been healed and delivered. People have been set free, saints. Praise the Lord. We even have someone that comes on the line that is a relative of hers. Praise the Lord. God is moving everywhere, praying for women in work release programs. I tell you, God wants to move if we just reach out and give God a chance. Amen. So we just honor God for her. Praise God for her obedience and for the PNN advisors who I love so dearly. I love every one of them. They are so precious. Praise the Lord. I tell you, she knitted us together, praise God, and I just thank God how she was led to do that. I want to give honor again, praise the Lord, to all of your leaders, as for stated, because that's something I believe in doing, giving honor to the saints that participate on this line. But I thank God for your pastors, your apostles, your bishops, your elders, whomever, whatever office they may hold. We just give God praises for them. Amen. For we are one. Praise the Lord. We're one in the Lord, and we are one as the body of Christ. Praise God. Let me just say another short word. Lord, we thank you for what you've done already. Hallelujah. Without hinder or fear, have your way. Open up our hearts to receive you. Thank you for the prayer that's already been prayed. And I just add that to it. In Jesus' name, victory all the way. Amen. Tonight we're going to come to you like it was in the Bible days. The Spirit of God just quickened my heart that, you know, we a lot of times run through books of the Bible and we don't take time out to understand the importance, praise God, of the Pauline epistles, the things that God has spoken to that great man of God who wrote over two-thirds of the New Testament. And in writing so, I want to just, we're going to be in the book of Colossians tonight, the book of Colossians, but I want to say this quickly. The Spirit of God spoke to me and reminded me how we must remember that we have received a new birth. We have received a new birth. And in doing so, we are somebody in the earth. I know basically every time I come on the line, you may hear me say that, but I want it to actually resonate in your heart. You are somebody. We hear great word on this line. We hear prophetic voices on this line. And for every country that's represented tonight, I pray that the Holy Ghost blesses you tonight in a special way. And I pray tonight that everyone reaches out to be saved. And if you already saved, that you realize that there's more room, praise God, for rescuing us from this troubled world. Amen. And that we already have the victory. But tonight we want to just remind you why we are saved. Amen. Why Jesus came into the earth to shed his blood. He came into the earth, first of all, to save us, and then after that, to feed us. And then he came in the earth to die for us. He came for those three reasons. Amen. And he even calls himself the bread of life. I can go back as far as the book of Genesis, showing you the pattern that God made in terms of the image. Now, the image, he said in Genesis 1 and 27, he said that he created them in his image, male and female. I asked the Lord about that, and he said, now the image was human beings. The image was human beings, but the likeness, we receive as likeness when we are spirit-filled and we have the capabilities of being able to think like God, talk like God, to do what God did as the first Adam did. Amen? So, and if you look at God's pattern, there's been nothing but human beings created ever since then. Look at the mighty God that we serve. And what I love about the Lord is the beauty of human beings that he's placed on the face of the earth in different cultures and races. God has really done a great thing to prove that that was a pattern. I want you to think about it from the beginning. So the Father, the Word, and the Spirit got together and said, we're going to make an image. And then the Bible says that God breathed into the dust of the earth. He created man. He became a living soul. But that form was called a human being. And since the beginning of time, oh, bless his holy name, God has never left that pattern. Now I say that to say this, and he has never also left a pattern of us really understanding what we're all about. So tonight I want you to turn with me to the book of Colossians. Turn with me to the book of Colossians, because Colossians is going to also initiate, and it's going to express even the more, praise God, that we are God's offspring according to Ephesians 2 and 10. So that image that was from the beginning, as long as Adam stayed in the spirit, he was the offspring. Amen. We become the offspring again once we allow the Spirit of God to come into our lives. It is so important to receive the Holy Ghost. Again, Jesus came to save us, to feed us. He's the bread of life. The Bible said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word. That's one of my favorite scriptures, and you'll hear it a lot coming from me because it means a lot. But by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. And we beheld his glory as the only what? Begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. And that same Son came to cause sonship to be the preeminent and dominant call on the earth. That is man's best call, to be a son of God. Amen. So I want you to just remember, we're saved. Hallelujah. We are saved to glorify him. We are saved to magnify God. We are saved to talk black and to tell the truth. We are saved to be honest. We are saved. So let's go to the book of Colossians. And Colossians itself is going to preach, praise the Lord, and here and there along the way, the Lord may unction me to say something, but we're going to go to the book of Colossians. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. He just reminded me of something. And most of you know that I am prophetic. And because of that, and that is another thing that I'm so grateful to the Lord for Apostle James. When he recognized what was on my life, I thank God that he was the person that I can actually go to tell my dreams and visions to when God would order it or allow it. The bottom line was he always encouraged me to stay in your prophetic call. So along with the prophetic call, the evangelistic call, I was so honored to be called to do both, and I'm still honored to this day. And at the same time, I look to the Lord and say, please help me. I don't take this for granted. I cherish both of these anointings. Amen. So because of the prophetic call, the word of the Lord came to me. And he said to tell my people this night, I'll call thee my people into higher heights and deeper depths. I'll call you to uproot and destroy, revoke with authority the hidden sins and weaknesses of your flesh. This is thine. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. This is an hour of visitation and strength with the Holy Ghost power. Seek me and you shall find me. It was so calming and it was so authoritative. And I knew that whenever God says shall and will, trust me, it's so. He says, seek me and ye shall find me. Call upon me, and I will answer. Then I saw in the heavens a book open. I saw lots of pages, as though we were in, I don't want to say halfway through the book, but it was a lot of pages that I saw. And then I saw an almighty hand turn the page. So it was like, there was so much that God had already done in the earth. There's so much he had done for his people. Then I saw him take his hand and turn the page. And when he turned the page, the top of the page, woman of God, says, the greatness of the Lord shall be revealed to those that will seek him. Love me and love one another, says the omnipotent Elohim, God. Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me, Minister Bradley?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. The hand turned the page, and at the top of the page, I was just in prayer and was focusing on whatever else I had to do. Praise the Lord. And he said, the greatness of the Lord is about to be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it like the pages of this book. I don't know what the book is.
Mm-hmm.
But the pages of this book, it looked like it was a book of God keeping his sayings. And in this book, I actually saw parchment paper, a paper that was soft and feathery. I shouldn't say parchment because that's hard, but it was a soft and feathery-like paper. Hallelujah. And I knew that the word that the Lord had given, he said, give them that, Paula. Tell them this is the time. So we have come into another, hallelujah, areas that God has opened up for us now.
Mm-hmm.
Saints have made it to another destination point. We have made it to another inflection point, rather. And that, when the pages turn, God is about to take us into some great things. You think you've seen God moved. You think we've seen God like this line, which is so phenomenal, unheard of, to be on a line this many nights, and at the same time, it reaches other countries. We think we've seen God do something. God
mm-hmm.
will not be outdone. His glory shall be revealed in the earth. Praise the living God. Hallelujah for the saints of God that walk after him, that go after him, praise God. This is why the Bible says he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. Hallelujah. And then he turns around and tells us, I'm the living bread. I am the bread of life. So when you're hungry, eat the word. When you need healing, eat the word. Whatever you need, eat the word. For Jesus is able to sustain us and perform it and bring it to pass. Because everything about God, everything about the Bible is prophetic. Amen. It is God's revelation, a prophecy, and it is God's love letter to the household of faith. Amen. Book of Colossians, chapter 1. Now, we're going to read. I'm going to read, and as he says stop, so I'm going to stop because I do have a lot of notes, but I don't know how he's going to do that. So right now, I'm led to read. Amen. And I want you to understand something about the book of Colossians. The book of Colossians is the book that Apostle Paul wrote, and it was Christ in the church. Christ in the church. The theme of our ministry, the scripture theme, rather, of our ministry under Apostle S.G. James Ministries, Evangelistic Pentecostal Churches Worldwide, is Colossians 1 and 27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen? And all of these things that we sometimes, I don't want to say we forget about, but sometimes we just don't think about as hard as we should on them. But I want to use Colossians tonight to paint a picture. So we're going to go back like we were in the days of Apostle Paul, hallelujah, the man of God, writing this letter to the church of Colossae, to the Colossians that were called the saints. Again, this book's theme is about Christ in the church. Verse 1, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is different, but this is what he said do. Amen? So we're going to take time out for this book tonight. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and of the love which ye have to all the saints. Look at that. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. And I'm going to stop right there for a minute. There are so many things laid up in heaven for us saints. Look at the first thing he said. Hope is laid up in heaven. So that means we can never exhaust the resources of hope, healing, peace, love, joy. We can never exhaust what God. In addition to that, we can never exhaust his power that's in heaven. But what I love about it most of all, those of us that have received him, we have access to everything heaven has. So he says, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. What is being done in heaven is being done in our earthen vessels. Amen. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Hallelujah. We have a treasure chest from heaven in our earthen vessels. So we've got to get in the word. That's why he said, tell them, it's Christ in the church. This is what Colossians is all about, and we've got to get in the word. Now he goes on to say, which is come unto you as if in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day you heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. As you also learn of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you in for you a faithful minister of Christ. We're back in the days of Apostle Paul, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will. Look at that, be filled. See, God is after us to fill us with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Hallelujah. He doesn't want us to lack. And that part of God right there is called Jehovah Yireh or Jehovah Jireh. Amen? These scriptures right here, Paul points out the names of God and the manifestations, praise God, of the names of God in scripture. Once you start reading and you will see, oh, that's Jehovah Jireh, amen, or Jehovah Yireh, as the Jews pronounce it. Now look at this, saints, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. He wants us to be full of wisdom and spiritual understanding. And he said, what? Be full of the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. That deserves itself a hand clap. God wants us filled. He has translated us, taken us out of darkness. He's given us an exchange. He said, I'll take away your darkness and I'll bring you my light. Amen. Look what he's done for us, saints. We are saved. Mm-hmm. We are saved to manifest Christ in the world. We are saved as the body of Christ to manifest full wisdom, full knowledge, full understanding. Hallelujah. Glory mm-hmm. to God. Verse 11 says, and strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering. What are you talking about here? And joyfulness. You can pull out of the fruit of the Spirit right here. Mm-hmm. You see, these things are in the Word of God. So God say, take time out to go through the Handibiosha, these books, and understand why I gave my servant what I gave him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So right now, the church needs to pull on the book of Colossians and the Word of God, period. Amen. Verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet or worthy to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints, what? In light. In light. Mm-hmm. So we got forerunners that went before us. But we also are connected with everything that they received to make them succeed. Oh, da 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 ba ba. She come out, my seer. We also got the ability to succeed in God. Amen. Who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Remember when Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration? He was translated. He was changed right before their eyes. Praise God. So that he could spiritually receive understanding from Moses and Enoch. Hallelujah. That's what translation was. He could not stay in that fleshly body, Evangelist Bradley, in order to receive what he needed to hear from them that would cause him to have the victory because the crucifixion was just ahead. Amen? So he translates us. He changes us. He says, give me your darkness. I come to take the darkness from you, and I want to give you a new identity. I want you to understand me. So he said, translate us into the kingdom of his Son. Now the Son came to represent the Father through sonship. And he said, what? You have access to that. Not only access, we can become one with the Father as the Son did. Amen? Glory to God. And then he says in verse 14, in whom we have what? Redemption. Hallelujah. Through his blood. Even the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Glory to God. Jesus is the image of what? The invisible God. Remember the Word made flesh. That's why I took you back to show you God has always used human form as a pattern. Hallelujah. As a, to what? To bring forth what he needed to bring forth as an image. So he said, you take on this image of a human being, yes. That's your first glory. But the second glory, in order for us to be identified and to be able to be connected with him and walk with him, talk with him, live in him, he manifests himself through us. He grants unto us the desires of his word as we go after it. Praise God. That comes through the translation, glory to God, of this flesh taking on a whole nother identity, but it understands God. So your spirit, the Holy Ghost, understands God. Your flesh fights it, but the Holy Ghost understands your God. Amen? Then he says, who have, I'm going to verse 14, let's see. No, we have redemption. We read that through his blood. Even the forgiveness of sins. Jesus paid an awful price. Our sins can be forgiven. Praise the Lord. For those that are not saved, your sins can be forgiven. This is the salvation word tonight. Your sins can be forgiven. He paid the price that you will what? Be redeemed or rescued. Hallelujah. From the powers of darkness. Who is in the image of the invisible God and the firstborn of a creature. For by him were all things created. Look at that. That are in heaven and are in earth. Visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Yes. And he is before all things, and by him all things what? Consist. All things were created. So what we saw happen in Genesis chapter 1, that same word wind up becoming flesh. Yes. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Look at the mighty God that we have that came to save us and redeem us, reconcile us, to make us one with him and to be like him. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. And I praise God for the revelation that he gave to Apostle Paul. Then he goes on to say, verse 17, for he is before all things, and by him all things what consist. All things consist.
Mm-hmm.
God is never surprised about anything. Jesus is never surprised by anything. Everything consists, and it exists. That's another form to say. It exists. Why? Because everything came from him. Amen? And we know all of that. The horse is still a horse. The elephant is still an elephant. That first Adam named everything, and it still remains. Well, we're the second Adam. Jesus came as the second Adam, and we can take on the personage of what the Jews consider as called Adam. Amen? It is the will of God. Andi Basha, that we become Adam in the earth. Come on, saints. Come on, it is written right here. Then it goes on and says, verse 18, and he is the head of the body. Glory to God. Somebody need to clap your hands for that. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have what? Preeminence. He wants to be the first one that you wake up and think of. When you wake up in the morning, he wants to be the first one you think. And when you go to sleep, he wants you to be the last one, to your last words should praise him. Amen? He wants to be preeminent. And this is where we missed it, saints. We don't understand preeminence, him having the place in our lives first, praise the Lord. Preeminence means that he has to be in control. He has to be master. He has to be Lord. And once he become these things, you'll be surprised what he would do. So he calls on the body tonight. That's why he told me, he said, I bring him in the heights and depths. I tell him that greatness is about to enter into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to Angabasta. It's never before.
Ooh,
God is calling us to put him first. We put him first. Watch God move. Somebody give God a praise. Verse 19, please the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Everything about God was in Jesus. Hallelujah. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him in reconciling all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Reconcile. He brought everything back to God. The devil realized he made a mistake when he crucified Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He realized that because the spirit of reconciliation was released, meaning everything again came back to the Father, and those that please God would be able to take on the same power that Adam had from the beginning. Come on, somebody.
Yes, sir.
Donald Lawrence sings a song, Let's Get Back to Eden. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And having made peace with him, he said he reconciled all things unto himself. By him, I say. Verse 21, and ye that were sometimes alienated. The book of Ephesians say that we didn't have a God on our side. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. And ye that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled. He changed the way you think. He calls you not to be an enemy to God with your mind. He calls you not to be an enemy of God wherein the devil will tell you anything and you would do it. God says no longer. Hallelujah. Glory
mm-hmm.
to God.
Mm-hmm.
Through the ministry of reconciliation. Now we got Romans 12 right here. Don't you see? He said, in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable. Unblameable. Once God gets through with you and works with you, do you know that there's some things you just won't do anymore? And when he says that's unblameable and unprovable, means that you won't have to be get corrected. Why? Because it would get so deep down inside of you, praise God, and it would take root in your spirit. And then we're talking about Psalms 1. We're talking about Psalms 1 right now. Come on, saints. Glory to God. Where you would do what? You will please God. Hallelujah. And then the Bible said, and you will be unreprovable in his sight. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. Thank you, Lord. Whereof I, Paul, am a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings. See, and y'all remember Apostle Paul's story. He thought he was doing God a service, and he was killing the saints. He said, but I rejoice in my suffering for you and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Paul said he died for the church, and if need be, I will die for the church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I will let his will be done. So Matthew says that kingdom come and that will be done. Romans 13 says that every soul be subject to the higher power.
Yes.
He came to save us. He came to reconcile us. He came to die for us. He came to feed us. Hallelujah. But we must get in the word. Look at Colossians. Theme is Christ in the church. Amen. He says, wherefore I am a minister according to the dispensation of God, the timeliness of God, the appointment, the moedim, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which have been hid from the ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Remember he told us earlier how hope comes from heaven? And he said the Bible in the book of Romans, they say hope don't make you ashamed. So Christ in you is the hope. If you're going to make it with God, Christ has to be inside. If you're going to make it with God, he will give you access. He will give you ability. He will give you power. He will give you wisdom. He will give you understanding. And he will make you full so that you won't miss God, but you will understand God in every fiber of your being, every hemisphere of your brain, every chamber of your heart, your corpuscles, your veins, your arteries. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God.
Woo. We be filled with God. Hallelujah. Christ in you, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect. What did he say? That we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Now I want you to take a look at how the name is no longer Jesus Christ. It's Christ Jesus. Christ now, because Paul understood, Christ means the anointed one. And you need the anointing of Christ. Christ is not Jesus' last name. Jesus means to save. Christ, anointed one, Jesus to save. Amen? Chapter 2. But I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea. Now look at that word, Laodicea. You know where we are right there. That's Revelation. But then Apostle Paul goes on to say, And for as many as have not seen my face in my flesh, in the flesh,
mm-hmm.
look at what he says, Evangelist Bradley,
mm-hmm.
that their hearts might be comforted, being mm-hmm. knit together in love and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding
mm-hmm.
to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ,
mm-hmm.
in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom
yeah.
and knowledge. Hid in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hid in your Christ.
Allah.
Hid in the anointing. Yes, Shama. Hid in the one that saves you.
Glory to God.
Treasures are hidden. So the Bible says we have treasures in what? It's earthen vessels.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. That we will understand there's an excellency about us.
Yeah,
we
number...
are saved.
Mm-hmm.
To manifest
mm-hmm.
God's greatness. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He goes on to say, and this I'm on verse, and whom are, I'm in verse 4, and this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. I want you to hear Apostle Paul tonight. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness, what, of your faith in Christ, which means I prayed so to God, tune me into you, and I know where you are in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. I want you to pick your feet up left and right and just say, I'm going to walk in Jesus. Hallelujah. Rooted
mm-hmm.
and built up in him
mm-hmm.
and established in the faith as ye have been taught. Bounding therein with thanksgiving. No matter what you go through, you need to pray to be rooted. Pray to be rooted in the faith. Pray to be built up with the word. Now we're talking about the letter of Jude. Remember? We're talking about Jude right there in that verse. Then he goes on to say, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Now he's talking about the New Age movement and just people too smart for their own good. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after traditions of men. I read that. I'm sorry. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead, what? Bodily.
Bodily.
You got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, but it's all in who? Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? So when we pray, this
yeah.
is the understanding. It's in Christ bodily.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So when we pray, that's why we end prayers with in Jesus' name.
Because mm-hmm.
at that point, you are acknowledging and you're honoring the anointing that's on Christ Jesus. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And ye are complete in him. Look at that. Which
yes.
is the head of all principality and power. The devil don't have nothing on Jesus. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And he has nothing on you. But we've got to learn him to defeat him. Amen. And we do that through what? The word. So Christ is in the church now to make us the best we can be. And whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Let God circumcise your heart. Let him take everything that's laid on your heart that's keeping you from having a clean and a sound heart before God. Amen? Bear with him in baptism. And when I read this, and was talking to the Lord about it, y'all know we need to do more baptism services because baptism represents a watery grave, and when you come up, it also represents the street of resurrection. Amen?
Yes.
You laid those sins down, and when you come up, you've accepted resurrection against sin. Bear with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and the
yeah.
uncircumcision of your flesh hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all of your trespasses. Remember, you see signs, somebody have a sign to no trespassing, which
mm-hmm.
means you don't go beyond that point. God has said, while we were in the world not saved, we trespassed.
Yeah,
we
God.
Went beyond where God wanted us to go.
Yeah.
We sinned. God said, I didn't want you to do that, but you did it.
Yeah.
We trespassed against God. Now we've been brought back on the other side. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And look what happened. Once you allow God to bring you on the other side and you don't step that, go across that line and go practicing sin and doing what you think you're big enough to do and you don't want to humble yourself, and we all got to bring ourselves under subjection to the power of God that's in us. He said, look what happened. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Jesus took every sin, every condemnation, every sickness, hallelujah, harlotry, prostitution, hallelujah, drug dealing, hallelujah, drunkenness, cursing, swearing, even blasphemies before you got to know. He nailed that stuff to the cross.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And having spoiled, which means destroyed, principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly. He exposed sin. Expose it. Expose sin. Made a shame of it, what? Openly triumphing over them in it. He said, okay, devil, you got people dying of sicknesses and diseases. When I finish, when I come off this cross,
glory to God.
People will have a chance to become everything God says they can become. And it's because of me. Oh, the Bible says if he would have known what he had done, he wouldn't have never put the Romans in the crucifying the Lord of glory. But we know it had to be anyway. Amen? Because it wasn't his choice.
Yes, yes.
Let no man, therefore, judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the new Sabbath, which means don't get caught up in the secular things of this world. You know, we have the new moons, we have the Sabbaths, and, you know, people can get so, they can get so heavily minded without the anointing that they become no earthly good. So he's saying don't follow people that just come out of their head with stuff and want you to believe that they've heard from stuff. We have examples of that in history through Mormonism and other religions that have come forth saying that they were told this and that and the other, and it wind up being people that followed certain leaders failed. Why? Because people believed in following philosophies, and the Bible says, and they follow judgments of what man would say. People can cause you to miss God. So I tell people all the time, whatever you do, make sure it's in Scripture. Make sure, and above all, to the preachers. The Lord gave me an example earlier this year. I had the saints. I told them, I said, turn to the book of Everett. Saints looked at me like I had lost my mind. Why? Because there's no such book as Everett. But the Lord said to me that in through me came straight out of heaven. That was not in my notes. Most preachers preach like they're gospel.
Jesus.
We are not gospel. We have the gospel in front of us. We follow the gospel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are not gospel. So he says, verse 17, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. He goes on to say, let no man beguile you of your reward in involuntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by flesh and mind. See the same thing? And that could take you back to Hananiah and to the religions, a lot of them, and religious practices of this day, and not holding the head from which all the body by joints and bands having nourishment minister and knit together, increases with the increasing of God. Only God can knit you together and make us one with him. Not man. This takes a God to do so. Hallelujah. And he started it through Jesus Christ. Amen. Wherefore, if ye be dead, I love this, with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? So he says, I'm telling you, don't let people get you so wrapped up in, just because they may be smarter, they have invented something, or they may have actually found a cure. Don't get caught up in that. The rudiments of this world are things that the world do and that the world celebrates. So don't get caught up in celebrating what the world does. Our job is to touch not, taste not, and handle not the things of the flesh. Amen. And the ways of the world. We are not to celebrate things that God is not pleased with. So we must be led by his spirit in order to understand who we are, because God has called us again to be above the world. Amen. We've got to prove to them that Jesus is right, and serving Jesus is right, and that Jesus is real. Verse 22, which all are to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men. Now, right now, when you get a chance, I want you to read Galatians chapter 3. That's where this verse actually has a lot more depth to it. Amen? Which things have indeed a show of wisdom and will worship humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. He's coming against the flesh right now, and he's saying anything that looks like it, smell like it, quack like it, walk like it, get away from it, because it will hinder you from the will of God and from the anointing and for becoming an expression of God in the earth. Chapter 3, if ye then be risen with Christ, he goes on to say, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Amen. And I actually believe in my heart this is where the right hand of fellowship comes from. You know, when people say join the church and we go get people the right hand of fellowship, well, Jesus sits on the right hand of God. That's just the way I think. Hallelujah. God didn't tell him I was wrong. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. Amen. He goes on to say, for ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ, with the anointing in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. He tells us now, put off this old man. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Amen. Mm-hmm. That's why we're not to covet. We're not to have evil concupiscence, always want to follow by what somebody is. But go to the Word. Your deliverance is in the Word. Amen? Mm-hmm. For which things is sake, the wrath of God, look at this, cometh on the children of what? Disobedience. Now, this is Apostle Paul writing, all right? I'm going to finish reading, and I'm going to read chapter 4, and we're going to be closing. But now ye also put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. Hallelujah. Now, I have a scripture for that. Psalms 119, verse 29 is a scripture that I pray. God, take all of the lies out of my life, out of my family's life, my children's life, anybody. And I pray that also for the body of Christ. Check your life. Find where your life is lying to you, where your flesh is lying to you, and ask God to give you the discernment of spirit and to anoint your ears to hear. Take away the dullness of hearing. Mm-hmm. Glory to God so we can hear God. Amen. And then it goes on to say, verse 11, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all, and Christ is in all. Christ is all and in all. Amen. Mm-hmm. Put on, therefore, as the elect, who are we? With the Spirit, who are we? That he came to save and we accepted salvation. Who are we? We the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy. Hallelujah. Be kind, be humble. Hallelujah. Humbleness of mind and meekness. Long suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all, I love this, Evangelist Bradley. Hallelujah. And above all, these things, put on charity, which is a bond of perfectness. You want to be perfect in God? Love right. Hallelujah. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, reaching and admonishing one another in what? Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husband, as it is fit to the Lord. Hallelujah. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. You can spread around and spoil the time, but God didn't say beat them half to death. Amen. God didn't say yell and scream. You get more cooperation out of anybody if you talk soft. Amen. And that's Proverbs. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, you know, being brown noses and all of that, but do it in singleness of heart, fearing God. Whatever you have to do on your job that's legal, you do it as unto the Lord. Amen. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance for ye serve the Lord Christ. Amen. But he that doeth wrong, look at this, shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Hallelujah. Masters, give unto your servant that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. Amen. So you that have staff people, treat them right. Pay them right. Mm-hmm. Amen. Do right by people. Mm-hmm. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. With all praying also for us, that God will open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. Hallelujah. Paul said not only was he in bonds, but in Romans he calls himself a prisoner. Hallelujah. He's not trying to get free from Jesus. Neither am I. Neither should you. Amen. He goes on to say that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without. Don't look down on people. When people make bad decisions or make mistakes, everybody has not learned. Everybody's not educated. So he says, do what? Walk in wisdom, redeeming the time. Mm-hmm. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt. God gave me an acronym for salt, saved, anointed, lives, transformed, S-A-L-T, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Seasoned. Ask God to give you seasoning words and wisdom that season. Let your experiences count. Amen? Yeah. Then he goes on to say, all of my state shall Tychius declare unto you, who is the beloved brother, faithful minister, fellow servant in the Lord, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that you might know your estate and comfort your heart. With Onesimus, y'all remember Onesimus, remember? He's a black slave. Hallelujah. Remember Titus and Onesimus? He says, a faithful and beloved brother who is one of you, they shall make known unto you all things which are done here. And there were a lot of Egyptians or Ethiopians that were saved in the early days of Christianity. Amen. Now he goes on to say, Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, look at that. Paul's in prison writing his saints. Salute you. And Marcus, sister's son to Barnabas. Remember Barnabas and Paul were together at one time? Touching whom you receive commandments, if he come unto you, receive him. Hallelujah. And Jesus, which is called either Jesus, I'm not sure if it's Jesus or Jesus, because he could have been Latino, amen, or Italian, is called Justice, who are of the circumcision, which means he's been changed. Hallelujah. These only are my fellow workers and have been a comfort unto you. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you always, laboring fervently for you, always laboring fervently, Minister Bradley. You're laboring fervently, mm-hmm. leaders, you're laboring fervently. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory mm-hmm. to God. Advisors, hallelujah. We're laboring, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Fervently in you, in prayer, may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him record that he hath a great zeal for you and them that are in Laodicea, and them in Hierapolis. Now he says, Luke, the beloved physician, he must greet you. Remember Luke, who wrote the book of Acts, was also a disciple of Jesus Christ. He goes on to say, salute the brethren which are in Laodicea and Memphis and the church, which is in his house, still having house services. And when this epistle is read among you, cause it to be read also in the church of Laodicea, the Laodiceans, I'm sorry, and that ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. The salutation by the hand of me, Paul, remember my bonds. Grace be with you. Amen. If you've never read Colossians before, you read it tonight. And it's Christ in the church. Apostle Paul admonishing the saints from prison how to be steadfast, how to be mindful of God, how to love Jesus, to remind them that they're saved. Not just what's my purpose, but you're saved to manifest God, to represent him in the earth. We are saved. Amen. So we can reconcile the world back to God. Amarabusha. He talked about Laodicea. The next time you hear about the Laodicean church, Jesus said he was going to spit them out of his mouth. Why? Because they did not hear the word of God. And they became lukewarm. Glory to God. That's the next time you hear about this church is in Revelation chapter 3. I pray tonight you've been blessed. This was different, but I had to obey God. In my book club, in the book club that God has given, in the book of Proverbs, and the Lord brought to my mind, he said, the saints need to get back into reading books of the Bible so that we can understand. Like I said earlier, Apostle Paul wrote these. He was the voice of God to the church in that day. He was the apostle. He was a senior apostle. Hallelujah. Back in that time, we are back in Bible times. Well, we never left them. You see? So let's remember, we have apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers for the edification of the church. And then we have bishops for administration. Then we have elders, praise God, to keep the church intact. We have the mothers to train in the church. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And as the Lord said to me today, I'm turning the page, and on the top of the next page, I saw the greatness of the Lord shall be revealed to those that will seek me, love me, and love one another. And he ended it with this, said the omnipotent Elohim, which is the plurality of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. All over the world, may you be blessed and may you be saved and delivered. May you understand salvation. May you understand the price Jesus paid. May you understand and receive that your sins were nailed to the cross. May you receive the mercies and the greatness of God. May you receive the compassion of God. Tonight, may your hearts be stirred. May your hearts be transformed, and may your heart receive the blood covering. May your hearts be quickened to understand and accept the death, burial, and resurrection. May you commune with God. May you get hunger for him. you cannot see. Well, if you get hungry for him, he promised us he'll feed us. He fed us tonight. Go after the Lord. Backsliders, come back home. You understood tonight. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And he told us that when we don't obey, there's no respect to person. In this same book, let us be blessed and receive from the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get in the word and stay there. Find him, and he will find you. Talk to him, and he will talk back. Hallelujah. Love one another. Be kind and humble, meek towards one another. Choose a love walk. Get rid of anger and malice and bitterness and strife. Oh, that was shame. But it is the will of God concerning us. Hallelujah. Because we're saved to represent him. We are the kings and priests. This whole Bible is priest bread. Hallelujah. And it comes from he who calls himself the bread of life, whose name is Jesus. Sende Meyasa. So I invite you to reach out to him, to be blessed of him, to be restored, renewed, refreshed, reconciled, even resurrected. Somebody needs to be baptized again. Somebody needs to go back in your past and say, God, cleanse my behaviors. Somebody needs to say, make yourself known to me because I don't want to miss you anymore. And I want to love the way you say I can love. When people see me, I want them to see a manifested Christ in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And may the blessings of the Lord be upon you that make it rich and addeth no sorrow. He's with us to make us every whit whole and to make us everything he says we can be, alive and well in these last and evil days. So let's suit up ourselves with the word. Let's arm ourselves. Let's wear this. The word of God is a holy garment. And as I said, this word is priest bread. Let's eat from the master's table. Hiya! In Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. If there's anyone out there that needs to be saved, that needs to ask the Lord to come into your life, this is your chance. He's making that call tonight. Come unto me. Come, come, come. No matter what you've done, Jesus said, come. And if you're backslider tonight, if you're weak tonight, he said, come. And we're going to offer one prayer. Glory to God for all of this. But I need to hear from you. You can come on the line. Am I correct, Minister Bradley? Press star 6.
Yes, press star 6. Mm-hmm.
Come over on the line.
And my boo-hoo-hoo.
Come over on the line. But before we finish, I want everybody to take your phones off mute and give Jesus a round of applause for the book of Colossians, Christ in the Church, Christ in you.
All participants are unmuted.
You've got a hand raised. While you're giving him a praise, press our heart.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. I need to interrupt.
Glory.
That needs to be saved.
Hallelujah.
Anybody wants to be saved, press star six.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Anybody that needs Jesus Christ tonight, and I pray for the salvation of other countries that you might can't get on, WhatsApp or whatever, we're praying tonight that you be saved. We send out the spirit of salvation, the power of Jesus Christ, that he will quicken you and he won't let you rest until you say, forgive me of my sins, for you died for me, and I'm willing to live for you. I send inanna fire. That's released tonight.
Holy
send
Ghost.
It out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We call it so.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. I'll take three prayer requests, only three, and we're going to get off the line. Amen? We're going to get off the line. I'll take three prayer requests, three urgent prayer requests. Three urgent, because I will be back on the line, God willing. Minister Brad will let you know soon.
Praise the Lord.
But right now.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you, prophetess. Good to hear you back on the line. This is Sister Janie. And I'm requesting prayer for two things. For my nephew's sickness. They found the spot on his lung. And I'm also requesting prayer for me. Amen. I'm in a decision making, and I need to make a decision about some things. And I'm asking you to pray for me that I make the right decision. And I truly be what God want me to be. Thank you so much, Prophet. God bless you.
God bless you too, Sister Janie. To God
be
the glory.
Lord.
And you said your nephew has a spot on his lung. I was trying to get it because we were kind of breaking up a little. I'm so sorry.
Yes, ma'am. They found a spot on his lung.
Okay. Okay.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You so much. Praise the Lord. God bless you for your patience. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
The next
praise
call.
Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I'm asking for prayer for my cousin who just lost her husband on Thursday. It's been a really hard time for us. So we're asking that you keep the Jones family in prayer as we are getting ready to head to his funeral on Thursday. Thank you.
Okay. And what's your name, please?
Janiya Jones.
Janiya, okay.
Jesus.
Thank you, Sister Janiya. Sure will, okay? God bless you. Okay, I'll take one more. Because I want to say, you got to go to church tomorrow. You got to go to church tomorrow. One more. Urgent. Hallelujah. One more.
Praise the Lord and good evening.
Good evening.
This is First Lady Smith. I don't have a prayer request, but I would like to say thank you so much for the word that you delivered tonight. And it was strength to each and every one of us. And may God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Evangelist.
Thank you so much. First Lady Smith from Kilgore, Texas, Word of Truth. Thank God for the woman of God and her husband, Pastor Robert Smith. Amen. We thank God for them. Thank you so much for those encouraging words. I appreciate it. The book of Colossians is great. It's great. I need another prayer request, and then I'm going to pray because I'm going to let you. Got to go to church tomorrow. Amen. Is there anyone else? Evangelist?
Looks like someone is trying to come over. All of the lines are open.
Okay.
If you have a request,
hello?
You can get... Okay, go ahead, call.
Okay, this is Queen from Texas. And
this
I have a prayer request.
I'm sorry.
Queen from Texas.
Oh, Queen.
And my
Queen?
Prayer request, yes, ma'am. My prayer request, in the city where I live, there's a young man that called his mom, and he told me, if I don't come home, try to find these people. Well, he's been gone for almost 2 months. Police haven't found him. We haven't found a body, nothing. So we need God to reveal where he is, what's going on.
So a young man is missing?
Yes, ma'am. And it's gone on 2 months. It's like, I know last week it was, a couple of weeks ago it was 30 days. Now we still haven't found him.
What is his name?
Wesley.
W-E-S-L-E-Y?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what part of Texas, please?
Bryan, Texas.
Oh, Bryan. Okay. All right. Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to close the prayer request line. Is there anybody else? I don't want to appear to be rude, but I want to get off the phone because I'm appreciative of your time, and you got to go to church in the morning. Is there anyone else? Evangelist Riley?
Looks like the line is free. The platform is free, woman of God.
Okay, thank you so much. Want everyone to pray with me because we're going to touch and agree, God, with faith. This is the knitting together. We must knit ourselves together in love, and we must always reach out when somebody else is praying. Amen. And the Bible says wherever two touch and agree, that it will be done. All right? Praise the Lord. Be honored. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. We appreciate you, Lord, for your word, first of all. We ask, Lord, through this prayer request that you move right now. Lord, on Sister Jeannie. Lord, her nephew has a spot. Jeannie, her nephew has a spot on his lungs. Master, only you can heal and get that. And we ask by the mighty hand of Jesus Christ, for healing is the children's bread. Lord, and if he's not saved, perform a miracle on him that he will come and testify and give his life to you. In the name of Jesus, we decree Jehovah Rapha, yeah, to go move that spot. We decree and call it so, that it be removed from his lungs, Lord, and that he will be able to breathe freely. Move his entire respiratory system in Jesus' name and give him strength and give him, Lord, let him give you honor and glory. Let him testify to the saving of his soul, what God did. Now we decree the blood of Jesus move against that spot. Hallelujah, because your blood was shed for his healing. In Jesus' name, I call it so. In Jesus' name we pray. Increase the faith of the family. Increase his faith to trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord, now for Sister Janiah Jones, her family, Lord, that lost a loved one, her sister dead. Lord, we ask that you move for the family, Lord, and move for her sister that lost her husband. Give them strength, Lord, in this trying and difficult time. I am the Messiah. Let the blood of Jesus cover them, prevail. Let them call upon your name and pray. Let them seek you, Lord. Let them come before you, Lord, that you will comfort them and make them every whit whole and give them day by day strength. Almighty God, to love on you still. Give them day by day strength, Lord, to seek you. Give them day by day strength to worship you. Give them day by day strength, Lord, to be comforted and lifted. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the Jones family. I pray right now, Lord, for Sister Queen, her request regarding the young man from Bryan, Texas. Lord, only you know where he is. Almighty God. Jesus, you are the God that knows everything. You are omniscient. You know everything, Lord. We ask that you and your almightiness, Lord, whatever needs to be done, let this come to closure now. Anda, Sukrinstein. Let it come to closure now. Hey, God. I'm so sorry about what happened, but it's got to come to closure. And, Lord, if he is still around, expose the enemy and rescue him in Jesus' name. Almighty God, mighty God, mighty God, move in Bryan, Texas for this man. Yes, God, it's been 2 months already. Father, you know all about it. We believe and we know you can find him. But we also ask that whatever the outcome is, hallelujah, Lord, that you grant grace and victory to the family and their hearts and spirit. Let them come to you all the way
Destroy the wickedness of the world.
Yes,
wickedness, yes. Lord, of all types of gangs and evil maneuverings against humankind. People don't care, Lord, but you do.
Yes.
And you love this young man. Jesus, hiya, make yourself known. Glory. And we thank you for it. Bless Sister Queen for giving this request. And all other unspoken requests, God, of people need to be healed. As Evangelist Bradley already prayed, I touch and agree that people are healed, delivered, and set free. Thank you for this time and this moment. Bless everyone. Let your angels be with everyone now, Lord, on this line. Bless every service tomorrow. Make yourself known. Give a Holy Ghost great presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, and give good rest and good sleep. We bind the word of the enemy that will fight the saints in the atmosphere all over the world. Hey, I don't know. Share it. Woo. Let your victory be established and remain right now. Hallelujah. Woo, in every heart and for the body of Christ. Lift them right now and let us please you. Let this word go deep. Let us understand who we are in you. And we thank you for this opportunity and time. In the precious name of Christ Jesus and for your sake. Don't let our loved ones be lost. Save them. Move for the body and help us to go by your word and obey it. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Hallelujah. And it's for your sake. Glory to God. Give God a hand praise. And it's back into the hands of Evangelist Bradley. And then I'll be closing after the woman of God says what she has to say. I want you off the line. I thank you for your time. God bless you. Evangelist Bradley.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you for this word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God for this soul word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We just want to take heed. Amen to the word already spoken. Glory to God. Can't add anything to it. Can't take it away. Amen. But we thank God for you, people, God. We just want to let you know that you can receive a copy of tonight's broadcast. Simply text on tonight, 12-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. For those of you that are listening via other countries, we want to let you know that you can reach out to us via WhatsApp, and you can simply send us a note via WhatsApp to 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. For those of you that are listening via Facebook, glory to God, our Prayer News Network Facebook page, you can certainly share the broadcast. It's linked to our Facebook page, even live as we are now. Be sure to send it. Send it via Messenger or just tag someone. Tag someone up on there so that they can listen at this profound message on tonight. We thank God for the woman of God. Amen. On tonight, glory be to God. Thank you, woman of God, for availing yourself. Glory to God, service to the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Even for sake of time, we want to let you know, people of God, that the woman of God will be back with us. Amen, Jesus. I believe it's Monday night, woman of God, or is it tomorrow night?
Yes, ma'am.
Tomorrow night.
Monday night.
Monday night.
Monday.
Yes, she'll be back with us on Monday night. I want you to share. Someone know, amen, about this word that come forth on tonight, amen. Hear, amen, what God has to say. Want to remind you, people of God, that we're here every night at 9 o'clock, amen. Whenever you can, amen, tune in. We'll be so grateful to have you here with us. Help us get the word out, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God that the word, amen, being declared in the land, amen. So at this time, woman of God, amen, we're going to turn it back over to you, woman of God. Don't forget to come tomorrow night and Monday night. Amen. Our prophetess will be with us on Monday night to declare the word. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. We're going to turn it back over to you at this time for other remarks and for the blessing of the line.
God bless you, Evangelist Bradley. I'm so grateful to be a part of PNN Network, and to God be the glory for his word tonight. Wasn't it something to read the book of Colossians? So now you could tell somebody you've actually read Colossians and you understand it. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. So I love the Lord tonight, and to God be the glory. To each of you, my children may be on the line, and if they are, I say thank you. Thank you for supporting Mom. Praise the Lord. I know our First Lady of this of Florida and the presiding bishop of the ministry, especially the tenor, may be on the line as well. And I say thank you and God bless you. Hallelujah. I'm just so grateful for all leaders. Praise God. My co-laborers in the gospel, the advisors, I'm so grateful for you. And Sister Janie, thank you. I'm glad to be back. I love each of you. Now let us, all minds and hearts are clear. And thank you again, First Lady Smith and Pastor Smith. We're going to give the benediction. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I love every one of you so much, and let us love one another. From the book of Numbers, the Aaronic blessing, the blessing that God himself gave to Moses and Aaron for the children of Israel, but today it is our inheritance. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. And every time I get to that portion, I always say, Lord, graft my family in. Amen. God bless you. Be strengthened in your hearts and minds. Love Jesus with all your heart. Love one another. In Jesus' name. Minister Bradley?
Yes.
Evangelist Bradley?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you, people of God. We look to see you back here on tomorrow night. Amen.
Tomorrow night.
Tell somebody, and we look to see you. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Thank you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.
Ooh.